This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ben and Acker, I want to get to this call because the Cavs are taking on the Celtics tonight, and we have been building this game up for a week, and I just don't know in Boston if they're building it up in the same way. We don't know if Jaylen Brown's going to play again. Are they ducking the high-powered Cavs right now? Ben and Akron, go ahead. What's going on? First of all, what stock will you put in tonight's game?
Well, it depends who plays. I think if both teams show with everyone up, then I'm taking a lot of stock in it. But I'm excited finally. I think DeAndre Hunter gives us a lot better shot against Boston. And I just want to know from you guys is how deep will our rotation go in the playoffs, and especially against Boston, and who would that be in that rotation against them?
All right, thank you, Ben. I have been somebody that's made quite the stink about getting Strus out of the starting lineup in a big series against the Celtics, but everybody continues to tell me it's not about who starts, it's about who finishes. Okay, so Tom, how does Kenny Atkinson deal? It's not like the regular season. People have to, we should know by now. We've been in amazing playoff runs where we can talk all we want about playing 10 guys, 11 guys. Once the playoffs start, look at the minutes last year. Not just the Cavs, by the way, in the big games against Orlando. It was down to, well, Donovan's playing 40 minutes. Darius is playing 40 minutes. Evan's playing close to 40 minutes. Like, things change come playoff time.
You can try to play 10, but you can only trust 7 or 8. You know, that bench is going to get squeezed. That's just the nature of the beast. Now,
Strus is hot.
It's going to, yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to go matchup to matchup. And Sam Merrill's going to be a wonderful guy to be able to bring in off the bench when you need an infusion of offensive energy, et cetera, et cetera. But Kenny's going to have to be, you know, he talks now about playing 10 or 11 in the playoffs. It's just not going to happen. We've seen this. It's been the mandate of the NBA since the beginning of the time. You're going to get into a series where, you know, you're going to have times where you're going to need somebody off the bench. There's going to be times somebody's going to get in foul trouble. There's going to be injuries. We've seen that over the years. So yeah, he can talk all he wants right now about a 10 or 11 man rotation. That's just not going to happen.
Donovan Mitchell, and this is, you can give Kenny Atkinson credit, or you can just give the fact that they're dominating, which, okay, that again could go back to Atkinson. He's playing 31 minutes a game. Okay, that is less than his rookie year in Utah way back in 2017. So just imagine if they are in a big series against Boston, you're going to assume these games. I know there are blowouts in the playoffs, but let's assume for the sake of argument that these are good games and the series goes 6 or 7, which I think is most likely
no doubt
a safe bet.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to go from 31 minutes to 40,
41,
42.
Absolutely.
Like a game could go to overtime, 43, 44. That is how the playoffs work, and that's not just a Cavs thing. That's not a Bickerstaff thing. I know people put that on Bickerstaff. You're not going to want Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and Porzingis attacking your backups. You're going to want to go toe-to-toe.
You have to.
That's just how this works.
Can't let the game get away, right?
Imagine if all of a sudden there's 11, 12 minutes less for those role players and those bench players to play. That's what I think people need to remember how the playoffs work. And I think
it's a different,
that's what you're alluding
to. It's a different sport. Yeah, it's a more physical game, right? It's the strategy goes to another stratosphere. So I think what's been good in, and listen, the 15-0 start certainly allowed Kenny Atkinson to have any kind of leeway and leverage that he needed, right? I mean, that was imperative. But I like the way that he has developed trust from 1 through 11 or 12 on that bench. Everybody that comes off that bench, Ty Jerome has completely changed the way that that second unit looks. I mean, he could end up being a starter at some point. Who knows? You know, unfortunately, too, just because of the way the game is, somebody's going to get hurt between now and the playoffs. It's just the way it goes. It could be somebody that's going to...
Don't say that. I want to hear that.
I'm not saying the Cavs. I'm saying just in general. That's what happens, right? I mean, somebody gets their finger... Somebody smacks their finger on a ring on the rim. Somebody turns an ankle, goes out for 2 weeks. It's going to happen. So it's good that he's been able to develop what he's got right now, which is wave after wave of Cavaliers.
All right. I don't know if you paid attention. Tom Withers is in for Ken Carman today, and he is a big hoops fanatic. I'm not sure if people are waking up or just kind of turning us on right now. We had some developments in the Western Conference, and I'll explain why this is applicable to our conversation. So the Lakers win last night. They beat the Timberwolves. The Lakers, don't look now. They're a 4 seed in the West. They're a game behind the Nuggets for the 3 seed. That LeBron James character, how old is he again, Tom?
67.
He had 33 points, 17 assists, 6 assists, 17 rebounds, 6 assists. He had a block and a steal. LeBron looks motivated, which is very scary, I think, for the rest of the Western Conference. And Golden State, they came back down from a big, big deficit to beat Orlando on the road. Steph Curry had 56 points. We have been starved in this league, and I think the network execs, the commissioner, the people that talk about the game, we have been starved to get a new face of the NBA. And yet, just when you thought Steph was done, because he was having one of the worst years of his career, just when you thought LeBron was done, both of them have been revitalized.
The two Akron
with
kids.
Some trades. Yeah, right, same hospital, right? The Jimmy Butler trade, that has changed the dynamic with Golden State. The Luka trade has changed the dynamic with the Lakers. And so there's been this big conversation about who is going to seize a grip on face of the league. Anthony Edwards said he didn't want it. And then LeBron James, yesterday, he's talking to Dave McMenamin in his locker. And it's very strategic when LeBron wants to talk about these things. Listen to LeBron talk about the face of the league.
I mean, Channing Frye said it the other day. I mean, it's unfortunate, but like, why do you want to be the face of a league when all the people that cover our game and talk about our game on a day-to-day basis on everybody? It's just weird. It's weird energy. Channing, he said it. He said it perfectly. Couldn't said it no better. But Ant said he don't want it. Obviously, I didn't ask for it, but I knew it was a responsibility for me, not only to my family, my friends, my community, and whoever that was going to follow my journey throughout my career. I feel Ant. I understand. I completely understand. This is weird energy when it comes to that. So.
Hi, Tom. I've considered you at times to be the biographer of LeBron James. You need to get paid on these things, by the way. You've covered him as close as anybody from his high school days.
What a weird answer.
It was a bizarre answer.
It was all over the place,
he says
too.
He didn't want it. Yeah. He had chosen.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
One, yeah. You know, tattooed on his back.
Exactly, right.
Like he
craved it.
And that's why he is legendary. That's why he's a billionaire. That's why he's going to own an NBA team. That's why the guy could do whatever he wants.
Yeah, and I didn't hear Channing Frye's comments, but I disagree with LeBron from the standpoint that the people that cover the league are not giving those guys a hard time on a day-to-day basis. We're praising them. Yeah, are you going to get dissected? Are you going to get analyzed for the way you play? Of course you are. That's sports. So, you know, welcome to the arena, Mr. In the Arena, LeBron, right? I mean, I love the guy. Don't get me wrong. I've, you know, been fortunate enough to have been there from day one with him. But my question to you, Anthony, I asked you earlier, since when does the NBA need a face of the league? Like, why is that such an important thing? I don't, you know, you think about those years with Magic and Bird and Jordan, there were several faces of the league, and I think that's what you have now. And I don't think we've had, this is a time now where we have as many engaging superstars as we've ever had in the game, right? There's every team seems to have one of those guys. I mean, Donovan Mitchell, I could argue, could be one of those faces of the league. There's plenty of them. So I don't think it has to necessarily be, branded on one player. I think that's almost unfair.
NBA's in a weird spot because it does get a lot of criticism. Mm. And there are myriad reasons for it, from load management. You know, you don't know who you're going to see on a given night. A lot of people did not
Fire
like.
Beware. Yeah.
Yeah, people did not like how political people got in the league.
Fair.
During a time when there was a lot of political unrest. They've obviously, a lot of that has gone away. But there were a lot of reasons that people were done with the NBA.
It's a three-point shooting contest now is another, like, newer
not
argument.
A lot of
variance. Like, yeah, exactly.
Right, right.
Yeah.
More blowouts than ever before because
no
of that. And yet they signed an 11-year, $76 billion deal, a deal that baseball would thank the heavens if they could get a deal, even a fraction of that.
Right.
So, like, financially, the league is in great shape. They've got some of the richest people owning their teams. They're flush with cash. Superstars are going to be making $70 million a year here when it comes to contracts.
You've got mid-markets like Oklahoma City and Cleveland as arguably the two best teams in the league right now.
Got six champions in 6 years.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Could be seven.
It's in a good place.
That's what I'm saying. It is in a great place in that regard. But the way people talk about the league, and is LeBron just, is he staring at Inside the NBA? Is he staring at the bloggers? Is he staring at Charles Barkley? Because yeah, there is a double standard there. There are people that are ready. Like Joel Embiid had one of the greatest seasons statistically in NBA history a few years ago, won an MVP, and people just make fun of him, even though it's his body that's failed him. Like, it is weird how we don't talk about Josh Allen that way.
No, and LeBron,
and he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Right, and LeBron also got himself caught up in that little stupid argument over who owns Christmas Day or not. Like, does it really matter? I mean, we're all sitting at home watching the games, whether it's an NFL game or an NBA game. Who cares? And the TV ratings, why is that such a big deal? So, yeah, I don't really know where LeBron's coming from on this. I certainly don't think Anthony Edwards would be the face of the league anyway. I mean, really nice player. Don't get me wrong.
You have to actually play both halves without being ejected.
Yeah, you can't, right. You can't get kicked out of 16 games and potentially be facing a suspension and be the face of the league. So, yeah, it's an interesting argument. I just don't know where LeBron's coming from on it.
The Ringer 100 just came out, and Cavs fans will love this because four of their players are in the top 50. We have Howard Beck from The Ringer coming up at 9 o'clock. Now, you said face of the league. Jokic is number one. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, number two. Giannis, number three. They have Tatum, four, and Luka, five. So four of your top five are foreign players. But I don't really think that impacts the NBA.
Not at all.
The way it might in baseball. There's not a communication gap. You don't need translators. These stars all speak the King's English. Like, they have no problem communicating to their fans. And look at their Instagram account. Somebody told me the other day that Kyle Kuzma has more Instagram followers than Aaron Judge. Okay, Kyle Kuzma.
Interesting.
Like, that shows you the NBA
marketing stardom machine. Absolutely,
is,
yeah.
It's still, and I just said Kyle Kuzma and stardom in the same sentence. It doesn't belong. They have Steph and LeBron 6 and 7, so there's a little bit of reactionary because those haven't been the 6 and 7 best players in the league, but they're coming on strong. So Donovan Mitchell, number 8. This is the highest he's ever been. And Donovan has had the rap on him, never been out of the second round. I mean, this team, they are poised to make a significant run. So
eight,
I think Cavs
by the way,
fans,
it sounds about right, don't you think?
This year, yeah. He's ahead of Kevin Durant this year.
Absolutely.
They have Wemby at 10, Anthony Edwards at 9. Okay, now we go further down. They have Evan Mobley at 16th overall. That is awesome to hear because he is gaining ground on the rest of the league.
I mean, was he last year? Probably in the 30s or 40s? What do you think? Yeah.
He's had a unicorn.
No question.
A bunch of unicorn games lately if you look at the box score. You have I think this is exciting for fans as well. You have Darius Garland at 25. So Darius is creeping up. He has been in the running for all NBA. And then finally, Jared Allen, who you got to go down to 48. So he cracked the top 50. I think that's awesome. I think that is awesome because I have said all year that the Cavs would debunk a lot of kind of ironclad things, narratives that we have about what it takes to be a champion in the NBA with the two small guards. Well, they can debunk that.
Debunked, yeah.
Not having a top five player. They can almost every team that you can argue about Jason Tatum last year. But the Celtics and Tatum, and now they have them in their top five. So they can debunk a lot of that. Do you think the Cavs could be this team? I know we're in Cleveland, and we don't have a LeBron James. Could they be a team that could become kind of the face of the NBA, especially if they break through and contend for a championship this year?
Well, yeah, and especially the way they play, right? It's a likable style, and it's a likable team, right? I mean, these are a bunch of good guys, and I'm not just saying that because I cover them. And
nobody hate-watches the Cavs like they do
the Celtics
Harden over the years.
Or the Knicks.
Yes.
Yeah. The Pistons, like all those kinds of teams. This is a very likable group. I think Kenny Atkinson is a very likable coach. I think there's a lot of people outside of Cleveland, and I know this for a fact, that pull for Cleveland. That want to see,
believe it or not,
that want to see good things happen in Cleveland. And I think it's fascinating. And Anthony, you and I talked about it very briefly yesterday. But could you imagine this builds up to a Cavs versus Lakers final?
Don't threaten me with the most amazing time ever. Tom Withers. All right.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.